Australian Prime Minister John Howard has held urgent talks with Aboriginal leaders on ways to tackle violence against women and children in native communities. Mr. Howard says existing policies are not addressing worsening social problems. Violence against Indigenous women and children has reached crisis proportions, according to many community elders. Back in 1999, a report found that Aboriginal settlements in the northern state of Queensland were imploding under the weight of domestic assaults. 4 years later, the situation across Australia has shown no real sign of improving. Barbara is one of thousands of women whose lives have been devastated by domestic violence. She says she endured decades of abuse by her former husband.
Through a period of 33 years, I was bashed, tortured, and I think it was only about like 3 times that he was in prison for what he'd done. And the only time that I've had peace, I'm sorry to say, is when he was deceased.
The causes of such violence are varied. Experts blame endemic poverty, alcohol abuse, and a lack of education and opportunity within Indigenous communities. Whatever the reasons may be, the damage inflicted on the victims is often horrific.
He stabbed me. He bashed me once with a TV leg for 4.5 hours. He stuck me in the eye with a steel bar. He bashed me in the head with a hammer, in the elbow. He done a lot of violent things that were unexplainable.
It's almost impossible to establish an accurate picture of domestic violence and child abuse across Aboriginal Australia. Many crimes go unreported. There is a feeling the authorities won't take allegations seriously. Dixie Gordon from the Mudjingal Women's Advice Centre in Sydney says victims often don't trust the police and won't subject their abusers to what they see as the white man's law.
The women in the Aboriginal community are really the leaders. We're the driving force to saying that we want change, we don't want violence, we don't want sexual assault happening to us. We hold our families together. You know, women have not reported their men to, you know, their Aboriginal brothers, their men to police out of protection for them.
Aborigines are disadvantaged at almost every turn. Black Australians are more likely to be unemployed, ill or in jail than anyone else. Their life expectancy is 20 years below that of non-Indigenous people. Bronwyn Penrith is the coordinator of the Mudjingal Centre. She believes the violence that plagues many communities is a legacy of the invasion of European settlers more than 200 years ago.
My own theory is that because we were colonised in quite a violent way, so many of the things that blackfellas do now is often just emulating the master, you know, because in the past we come from a tremendously violent settlement and women being chained up and sexual abuse, and I really feel that this has just gone unchecked for so long now. We're just emulating what they've done to us.
Australian Prime Minister John Howard is calling for a new approach to tackle what he calls an appalling situation of worsening social problems. The Northern Territory's Assistant Indigenous Affairs Minister John Arquitt says he will tell Mr. Howard if the situation is to get better, then there'll have to be progress on broader issues such as poverty, land rights and greater self-determination for native Australians.
I'm looking forward to making sure that he understands that domestic violence is only a small part. It's important, but it is disturbing, the rate that these things are happening at. But there's a bigger picture, and we need to look at the causes of domestic violence.
Prime Minister Howard will soon see for himself the problems that confront Indigenous Australians next week. He's accepted an invitation to visit remote communities on Cape York in far northern Queensland, a trip that will confirm the government's new greater involvement in Aboriginal affairs. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.